It's a truly sad time for Joe Rogan fans. Thanks to the Neil Young and Joni Mitchell nonsense, Rogan apologized for, well, being Joe Rogan. And his apology can basically be boiled down to him rolling over and showing his soft, soft underbelly to the outrage mob, because I'm guessing Spotify was mad about their stock prices. Now, this doesn't shock me, as I've never thought of Joe Rogan as being a man of his convictions, largely because the man has no socio-political convictions that I can discern. Now, I don't mean that to be dismissive, but he's never seemed to me to be somebody who really believes in much of anything, and certainly not resolutely. This lack of a coherent or consistent ideology is partially what made his show interesting and frustrating for many, because he would talk to anybody and somewhat unfortunately agree with almost anybody about nearly anything, except for maybe the last few years. In his apology, he mentions that he has had people who believe the mainstream narrative on his show in the past, but what Spotify wants to do, which he absolutely seems to agree with, is to put a warning, a trigger warning if you will, that lets people know when a controversial viewpoint is being presented, and then he wants to add balance by bringing people on the show to pair with the mainstream and cathedral view, which he already did in the past. Now, sadly, Rogan is under the naive impression that the outrage mob can ever be satiated, which is enough to make me question his sanity. The perpetually aggrieved need to be looked at in the same way that Sebastian viewed teenagers. Once you give them an inch, they swim all over you. Am I being too harsh? Absolutely not. Because Rogan already gave away the game when he agreed with the definition of controversial as the standard pejorative for non-mainstream and then conflated it with misinformation. The fact that he starts the video by admitting that his controversial guests spoke about certain topics, such as cloth masks not working, and now, today, those are mainstream ideas and topics, shows you that he's willing to do what the entire cathedral has done for nigh on forever. Use the pejorative form of the word controversial to tacitly defame individuals who are not in lockstep with the oligarchy industrial complex. Being gay used to be labeled controversial. Today, it's even being correct in the wrong ways. Big tech and the state have said you can't have certain opinions, so Joe Rogan will add trigger warnings and balance in order to keep the overlords happy. Meanwhile, the entire cathedral will continue to ban the very people that Rogan himself now agrees are controversial, even when the very nature of their controversy is quite literally speaking informed and educated truth to power. It's not better that he has no hard feelings for the very people, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, trying to have him banned off the internet airwaves. You cannot be friends with the very people seeking your destruction. But again, this isn't a man of conviction or principles, so this too is not a surprise. It saddens but doesn't shock me that Rogan folded like a schoolgirl. I expect his future shows to change in style when the evil wrong thinkers dare enter the studio, his questions and challenges to dwindle when called upon by Spotify to balance the controversy. It won't be long before he finds himself delivering a new wrong think apology as soon as the outrage mob, in its unquenchable bloodlust, hungers for another bite of the soft, soft underbelly he so eagerly displayed. It truly is a sad time for Joe Rogan fans.